announcements. We captured everybody who needs an in and out before we get started. So now we're going to begin the roll call. I do have a question or a topic for today, pretty simple one. Just want to ask about celebrity encounters. Have you ever just sort of randomly encountered a celebrity or famous person? Who was it? How did it go? So with that, first on the list, we're going to give him no time to think about it at all because we don't call Graham on Wednesdays. Victor Echo 7, Alpha Delta X-ray. Good morning, Bob.
Victor Alpha 7, November Papa, mobile.
Victor Alpha 7, November Papa, mobile. Good morning, Norm.
Randy and everyone else on that. Sorry, I was out of the truck for the earlies and on mobile, as you can tell. And Graham was healthy when I saw him this morning. He belongs to the same car group that I do and had coffee with him this morning. Thanks for taking this early and listen as best I can. And I have never met any celebrities that I can remember.
Fair enough, or maybe you have and you didn't even know they were a celebrity. Good stuff. I'm glad the car meet was good. Nice to hear you, Norm. No apologies necessary. Have a great day and 73. All right, sounds like Bob's not around this morning, so let's check in on Peter. Victor Echo 7, Alpha Foxtrot, Victor. How about Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango Quebec? Good morning, David.
Not a lot to report, but listening to all those events, I thought I wouldn't be going to that swap meet in Picton, but who knows, maybe I will, because I also have an invite out to a friend's vacation place in the Fraser Canyon, so I could stay there for a few days, and then I could head on to the Okanagan. We will see what happens. Probably depends on what the weather is doing. If there's a big snowstorm up on the connector, then I'll probably take a pass. VA7ATQ, back connect.
Yeah, I was going to try and make the flea market work because I've got an invite up to Princeton, but it looks like I might have to go to Princeton the second week in March, so I doubt I'll make the flea market. Anyways, celebrity encounters, ever met anybody famous?
Ed Begley Jr. is probably one of the more famous people that I have met. VA7ATQ.
All right, good stuff. Okay, thank you, David. You have yourself a great day and 73.
Have a good nap.
All right, Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Whiskey X-ray. Good morning, Al.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Whiskey X-ray. It's a beautiful day out here. I think if I've met any celebrities, they didn't leave an impression, so they're probably not there. Anyway, good question, and 73, talk to you next time around.
Yeah, it'll be a month or so before I'm in the big chair again, maybe 6 weeks. Nice to hear from you, Al. You have a great day. It's 73. All right, we heard from Chris on Monday. Let's see if he's there today. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo, Bravo, Yankee. How about Braden in Victoria? He was there in the earlies on Sunday. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo, Kilo, Whiskey. All right, Joe and Custer is weekends only, so we'll wave at him on the way by and hopefully catch up with him on the weekend. So with that, we're going to go to Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-ray, Brad. Save your celebrity meetup for about 90 seconds or so, if you could. I'll be back.
I was
going to do exactly that. Good morning, Randy, and everyone on the Rainbow Country Net. It's Brad, Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-ray. For those who don't know, I'm supposed to stall a little bit here where Randy gets some things done and comes back to the radio. So just so everyone knows what's going on this week, today we, of course, have Randy in the big chair, Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. Tomorrow we have Ron, Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Romeo. Friday, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Echo Tango Hiroshi is in the big chair. And then finishing off the week on Saturday, it is Pedro, Victor Echo 7, Lima Oscar. And then starting Sunday, we have Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Paul in the big chair. Yes, I know you're all as excited as I am. Now, let me go back to more important things. For those who don't know, who haven't been around the Rainbow Country Net for years and years and years, the discussion about the Sun Run reminded me that on Sunday, April 19th, 2026, for those who don't know, RPT is the backup repeater system for the Sun Run. So if something happens to their main comms, they can take over RPT. So we generically run a little faster on the Rainbow Country Net on that Sunday session. We have to be done by 10:30 because the North Shore Club comes down and does the health and welfare net on RPT for that one day only. Their repeater system is being used for the Sun Run. Also keep in mind that if something happens and the Sun Run has to break in, we have sworn on a stack of Bibles that we will skedaddle right away. I don't think it's happened in my time in the big chair, but I just wanted everyone to know. I'll mention it a few more times. Let me break. I bet you Randy is now back. So Randy, I've met quite a few famous people in my years, mostly at hockey, and I hope this makes you laugh. Some of them I had to be told that they were famous because I don't follow that type of thing, and I've got to tell you, all of them have been super nice. Colin James, I just knew him as Colin until someone told me who it was. The people from Blue Rodeo, I met wonderful, wonderful people. It's just astounding. I kind of know them as just their first name and not as famous individuals.
Yeah, very cool. I met a couple of hockey players. Also, I think my only other celebrity meet was David Arquette was waiting for his girlfriend Courtney Cox on Water Street when I walked by, so I smoked a cigar with him.
Oh, that is wicked. And I wouldn't want to be famous. Can you imagine these people? And I love them all dearly, but they could be having just a terrible day and just kind of want to be to themselves at the side of the road, but they always have to be kind to everyone who just want to say hi. I think that would be difficult for me to do.
Oh, no, no fame for me. If I was ever that kind of famous, I would hide away somewhere on an island and not let anybody in.
You and I see it the same way, but I'm super glad that David Arquette was nice to you. 7-3, bud.
Break.
Breaking station, go ahead with your call sign, please.
Victor Alpha 7, Hotel Charlie Sierra. Hassan here. I am shocked, Brad. I'm surprised you don't get stopped in the street. You're very famous on the Rainbow Country Net. You are one of our great celebrities. 7-3.
I was going to say, I've met Brad as well. That's my only other celebrity meetup, although I did get to party with Motley Crue once, so that was pretty cool. Hassan, did you want this as your check-in? Victor Alpha 7, Hotel Charlie Sierra.
Yes, please. 7-3.
You were checked in, my friend. 73. Back to Brad. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-ray. Anything more for you?
No, I think I've bored everyone too much anyway. Oh, and okay, one more thing. What Randy was saying about the BCFMCA, I don't think all of you know how kind they are to us. So as they are organizing for the Sun Run, I would say a month or two back, I get an email from them saying, Brad, we remember you guys run the Rainbow Country on RBT. We've made allowances for that. So they are always thinking about us. And yeah, Randy, they sure are kind to us. 7-3, bud.
That they are, and I think while I was away there, I heard you talking about Sunrun Day, and I'm running the health and welfare net that day, and if the Rainbow Country Net goes a little bit long, it's not the end of the world. I think I had a record day on Sunrun Day last year running health and welfare on RPT, so it's all good.
And
And in case you got the emails from Janice, I mean this in a good way, there really is no restriction on the back end of the health and welfare net. The emails I've seen go back and forth, they suggest that you compress your timeline on that day. I wouldn't do that. I would just bask in the glory, because it's nice to run the health and welfare net from here.
Oh, it is, yeah. Last sun run, I checked in, I think 47 on the health and welfare net was a banner day.
Super, super, 7-3, bud.
7-3, Brad. Have a great one. Let's see, next on my list, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie India. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just trying to think of all of the famous people that I've come across in my day. Oh, good Lord. My nephew County played hockey for New York Rangers for a little while. And, there was the Duke of Edinburgh. I was in the Seaport Highlanders, and they always had somebody reviewing the troops, shall we say. Anyway, that's it for me. Take care, all. 7-3, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie India.
Hey, there's some cool encounters for sure. All right, good stuff. Thanks for sharing, Colin. You have yourself a great day and 70.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Zulu Victor.
All right, let's put a flag there. How are you, Rob? Let me just get down. Oh, there we are. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Zulu Victor.
Oh, hello. Okay, thanks for the check-in, and it looks like it's going to be a good day. We're all going to get down to freezing, so we're good. And I love it. Thank you, Randy. Everyone have a good day. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Blue Victor, and Victor Alpha 7, Echo Lima Alpha.
Have a great day as well, Rob, and Elizabeth, too. 7-3. All right, so we had to zip down a couple of spots there. Let's remember to zip back up so we don't skip over anybody. Charlie Oscar Ron, Ron checked in early, so let's go to the other Ron, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima.
VA7CPL in, out, thanks, 7-3.
In, out, have a great day, Ron, 73. Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec Delta, good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, all on that. Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec Delta. In answer to your question, I've met a few, some good encounters, some great encounters, some not so good per the egos and attitudes type thing. But my two favorite ones, encounters, are long time ago, Richards on Richards. We were sitting for a friend's birthday. A fellow come up and said, hey, can I sit with you guys? Is that chair taken? We're like, sure, have a seat. Sat down, introduced himself as John. A little bit later on, we found out he was John Bon Jovi. He came back and sat and partied with us for a little bit. And on the way to the washroom that evening, I met John Candy as well and Angus Young. And I'll break for a second. And the second encounter that was probably my favorite, I met Dawn Wells at a charity event. And she was chatting. We were chatting. Very nice, very proper lady. I walked her to the car. We were providing transportation. And as we walked to the car, I said, make sure you give my driver a hard time. She said, oh, yes, dear. I'll make sure I give him a very hard time. She turned out to be a very naughty lady, but very polite, very proper.
Very nice. Some great encounters there. Man, John Candy, I sure miss that guy.
Well, when I stood there at first, I saw John Candy. I went to take his hand, and then right beside him was Angus Young, so I did the cross hand to shake both hands. They asked me if I was drunk enough or too drunk. I said, well, I'm drunk enough, but I'm going to leave you alone. Then I went back to my table.
Nice. What an odd pair together as well.
Yeah, they were standing there having conversations, that kind of funny. But they were very cool about it. I mean, in a place like that, when you're a lot of celebrities hanging around, I mean, it's kind of the place to be, right? We, like I said, just got in on a friend's birthday party, and it was quite the great encounter.
Oh, yeah, a place like Richards on Richards. I mean, they're going to get interrupted. They know it, that's for sure. I'm sure they had a great night.
And the fact that I remembered it was have a great night. Seven straight, really. Have a great night.
Well, it couldn't have been that great then. All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, and 73. Good stuff. All right, thanks, Daryl. Okay, so on to Brian, Victor Echo 7, Charlie Tango Hotel.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everybody. Annette, it's Brian, V7CTH. And yes, when I first started work for, I guess it was 1 or 2 years after I started work there, and I met Harvey Doss, and I had listened to Harvey from, you know, when I was a wee little kid. And one day when the cafeteria was full, there's kind of only one seat left, and that was opposite me. And